is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Every Tuesday, we stretch it by an hour because we are joined by our friend, attorney Adam Sachs. And this week on the Tom Likas Show, Adam appears in the guise of divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you then, Adam. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Heartbroken, let me tell you.
You?
I'm just listening to you, Tom, as you're getting more and more pissed off over the past couple of hours.
Well, of course I've been getting pissed off. Did you hear some of this shit? It's ridiculous.
Tom, you know, I was reminded of this thing that you were talking about this being the first generation of men raised by single mothers, and they were taught to, like, pee sitting down and so forth. You remember that?
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, we're seeing the real evidence of it now, Tom.
Well, that one caller we had for the last couple hours, Christian,
yes.
I mean, that tells you everything you need to know.
That was a bit heartbreaking. And even the thing with the pull-out method and all this, I mean, we've just lost our minds as men. It's really sad. I don't even know where to start sometimes, Tom, I swear.
Sound so lost, Adam. They sound so
I know. What's amazing, seriously, Tom, this is also from your archives. You have this great line. You said that, you know, women need men like heroin, you know, for an addict. And it's so true. And if men would just open their eyes to that, they'd realize that as men, we have all the power. You know, we have everything that they want. And, you know, giving them a little whiff of it is really all you need to do, right? We didn't spend money on them. You just show it to them and you get, let them smell it a little. And you say, you see? And that's more than enough. And it's amazing because, generally speaking, Tom, I'm sorry to say, there might be some exceptions, but women tend not to be very bright. And guys, if they made the slightest effort, could once run circles around them.
Well, the whole bottom line here, as I always say, it's like going into a bakery.
Yeah.
You go into the bakery, and this is something I recommend to everybody on the Atkins diet, by the way. You can't eat bread.
Atkins.
So why don't you go to the bakery? You go to over on La Brea. You've got the La Brea Bakery. It's been there for years. You go over there. You stick your head in the door. Take a whiff at what's going on in that place. It smells great.
Unbelievable.
Okay? But you don't have to actually eat it. And with chicks, all you have to do is, you know, show them a picture of your house in the Hollywood Hills or tell them what zip code you live in. It's like smelling the baking bread.
Course.
You don't actually let them have the
keys.
You don't
give them the damn house.
No.
You crazy?
Let them have a little smell.
Oh, God, Tom. It's amazing. I was in court this morning in San Bernardino, as a matter of fact. And this guy had just spent almost a year in jail on a domestic violence charge. And the second he got out of jail, he got back with the same chick again. And haven't I told these guys, if a woman calls the police on you, that's the end, you know? And here,
right, there's a zero-tolerance policy.
Tom, this guy spent time in prison, okay? Anyway, so now they were together for a few weeks, and she's made a new domestic violence charge against him, okay?
Of course she has.
So there they are in court. And I tell you, when I tell guys that courts are favoring women, you have no idea, Tom, okay? They come in. By the way, the judge was a good judge. I've done a lot of cases in front of him. He is very fair to men and women, so it wasn't absolute bias. But the bottom line is she comes in, and she's this fat chick, of course, Tom. Seriously, not even worth the trouble going to jail over, okay? And this guy comes in, and he's like one of these, you know, kind of, I don't know, blue-collar type guys. And the judge says to her, okay, so what are you alleging? And she starts to cry, Tom. Seriously, she just can't. She opens her mouth and she starts crying. And so right away, the deputy comes flying over. That's the officer who guards the court, the bailiff. He comes over with a box of Kleenexes, you know, and she's dabbing her eyes. This woman hasn't said a word, and she was granted her orders. And the judge was falling over himself to be sympathetic to her, the poor thing, you know. And this guy is just standing there like, what happened to my life? You know? What did this woman do to me? And he just got out of a year of jail, and he's looking at, like, more, okay? And meanwhile, he's getting back with her every time. It's unbelievable. And you remember, Tom, you talked about this. This was really funny. This was, I think, closer to the time when you first got your ranch originally years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said the funniest thing. I always remember this. You said, you know, how things are going in my sex life does not affect my ownership of my ranch. My ranch is my ranch, and what's going on in my relationship has nothing to do with it, you know? And I don't know if you know this, Tom, but right now, this is this unbelievable castle in the town where I live in Calabasas that's owned by Will Smith.
Yeah.
And he just put it on the market to sell it, okay? Apparently, it took almost 10 years to build. It's 150 acres. It's, like, unbelievable. I think the president stayed there or something, or the first lady or whatever. It's beyond belief. Anyway, he's getting divorced, so he has to sell the place. And that's exactly what you were talking about. You're talking about suffering and working and building things for yourself. And what difference does it make what's going on in your sex life? How should that have any impact on your property, on your stuff being taken away from you? And
right.
It also shows that as rich as you are, if you're famous and you're a rock star and you're worth hundreds of millions, it doesn't help you. The woman you're with is still completely dissatisfied, you know? And here they are selling this you know, dream place that they had. It's unbelievable. And
by
guys,
the way, when I hear that story, I imagine all the time. And by the way, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are very busy people. The time they spend driving around looking for a piece of land. That one's no good. That one's too small. That one doesn't have a good view. That one too hard to build on. That one too far from water and power and other utilities. That one, driving around. Finally, you find a piece of property. Now you've got to bring in an architect and you've got to bring in a designer.
Tom, 8 years building it. 8 years.
Right. And I know what goes into it. But by the way, my ranch, the previous owners, they did not split up. But they were the ones who built the house where the ranch is. They are the ones who got electricity a quarter mile from the street up to the house, water quarter mile up the street up to the house, telephone service from the street up to the house. Years it took them. They owned the property. They didn't have a place as big as Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Over 4 years of first buying the property, then putting utilities in and getting them all the way up to where the property is, and building the house itself, having it designed, having to. So I know very well what goes into that. And this idea, you know, if I put that kind of time in on a project, let me tell you something. I'm going to own it forever until I die.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
I am not going to be selling it to pay a lawyer or to pay my ex-wife.
Right, to pay your ex-wife.
Anybody.
To pay
right.
off your damn ex-wife.
It
and by the way,
mine, that's it.
Remember we were talking about how much we admired Clint Eastwood, that he married this younger chick who's like Latin and all this, right?
Well, I didn't admire him for getting married. I thought she was a pretty hot chick back in the day.
Yeah, well, the hot chick is divorcing him, Tom.
I know.
And freaking Michael Douglas, for God's sake.
Well, speaking of Michael Douglas and Clint Eastwood, what do they have in common? They have wives who've been in the loony bin recently.
Yeah, no kidding.
For depression. That's what they both have.
Yeah, okay. Bipolar, as I recall.
They don't call it the loony bin nowadays, but you know what I'm talking about.
Booby hatch.
They have depression issues, and both Mrs. Clint Eastwood and the other one, Catherine Zeta-Jones, they have both been in for observation recently.
So meanwhile, Tom, one of the really good books that I read in the past few years was The Game, which is about the pickup community and pickup artists and whatnot. And the guy who wrote that, Neil Strauss, is getting married. Okay? There's like no talking guys out of this, man.
Let me tell you something about Neil Strauss. It is the belief of the... This is just our opinion. And for all you attorneys listening out there, this is our opinion. That Neil Strauss stole every word of the game from this show. Every word.
Don't get me started.
But the reality is, look who's getting married and look who is not married. look who really believed what he said, and look who didn't really believe what he wrote.
Well, I heard he was getting married, Tom. That was it. I'm done. I don't know what the story is. I don't know what guys are doing. But anyway, there's definitely an element of this thing that we talked about, like I said, about this generation of men that were raised by their mothers and told them to sit, you know, pee sitting down and all this stuff. And I talk to guys now who are describing to me reasonable situations that are fairly defensible, where they could, for example, keep the house and keep their property because it belonged to them before the marriage or whatever, or the woman didn't really make a contribution or was based on money that they got from their family, so it's separate money. And they're saying to me, well, I still want her to have half, or just give her half. Or I don't want her angry at me. I mean, it's unbelievable. They really say these things. And I have to tell you, you never hear a woman talk that way, ever. There's lots of women, you know, Tom, we talked about, like when you were dating them, oh, I don't want anything, blah, blah, blah. But when they're going for the divorce, they always say, always, universally, I want every dime, I want to get as much as I can, I want to really stick it to him. And you just don't see that from guys. Guys are just very forgiving, and they're like, oh, I want to give her, I want to be fair to her, you know, I feel responsible, blah, blah, blah. I was talking to a guy, Tom, that brought a woman from abroad, and he sponsored her green card and all that. And we were talking about how dangerous that is, that you could end up owing the government, you know, 10 years worth of her benefits and whatnot, because he signed an affidavit of support. Anyway, he said, that's okay. I feel like I'm responsible for her. I don't mind paying for her. And meanwhile, this woman had cheated on him, okay, and had lied to him and fucked him over. You know, in other countries and historically, if a woman cheats, you know, the husband would kill her, okay? Right. And now the husband's like, you know, American guy, oh, it's okay. I still care for her. I still want to pay her mortgage. It's no big deal, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I come off mean. They're saying to me, why are you so angry at her? Why are you, you know, trying to, you know, take everything away from her? And I'm like, dude, I'm looking out for your interests. What are you doing? And they're talking me out of it. They're actually...
By the way, I want to remind these guys that there's nothing forbidding you from giving someone a gift. If you want to give somebody money after you get a divorce, if you want to give them a sofa that they helped you pick out and you feel guilty, you can always later on say, you know what? I never liked that fucking sofa anyway. Here, take it. But why would you want the judge to mandate that you give that stuff over? That's the part I don't get.
No. And women know. They know instinctively, my husband's not going to fight me back. He ain't going to push it. He's scared of me. All I have to do is, like, give him a little wink-wink, you know? Unbelievable.
Right. It's unbelievable. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to come back, take some phone calls for divorce attorney Adam Sachs. This week, it is free legal advice for people who want to know about getting a divorce. They want to know about legal separations. They want to know about vaginamony, child support, child custody, prenups, postnups. Maybe you've got that wonderful restraining order you need some information about. This is where you get the answers. It's free legal advice for you, and all you have to do is call this number. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslo.com today. Coslo, COSTLO.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Boys, fantasy football is back. And DraftKings.com is celebrating with millions in cash prizes. DraftKings, it's one-day fantasy sports. These are one-day games that mean you're never locked into a season. It's like a new season every time you play. Pick your team in just minutes, and you could instantly be getting your share of the $1 million that they're awarding kickoff week. That's right. Week one this season, $1 million is up for grabs. Now, they tell me one guy won $100,000 his very first time. Can you imagine? $100,000 on day one. Play for free. That's right, free at DraftKings.com. Enter Tom 101 with your first pay game and get free entry into the $1 million kickoff bash. Now, seriously, free entry that can win you thousands just by playing fantasy football. Use Tom 101 at DraftKings.com. You got that? DraftKings.com.
The Tom Likas Show. And we are here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs in a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Your questions about divorce answered. Call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. Milton is calling from Mexico City on the Tom Likas Show. Hello, Milton.
Hello, Father.
Hey, Milton. Milton in Mexico.
He's doing great. You know, I've been trying to call attorney Adam Sachs from Mexico, but his 1-800 number wouldn't work from here. So
oh, no.
I'm trying to call the show.
Cool. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling, you know, I'm dealing with a 50-50 custody right now. And this woman obviously does not want to be a mother. She's just finding any way that she can to have me be with my son all the time. I have right now already 70% custody. And she just doesn't want to do it. The last thing we had, my kid had a problem with lice, which is really a problem for
God.
Me to have. And she called me freaking out. I'm a sound engineer. She called me in the middle of a session. She wouldn't stop calling like 10, 20 times. I had to leave a client in the middle of the session. And I had to just leave, go and get my kid. She didn't want to deal with it. I had to keep my kid for like a week and a half. And she didn't want to deal with the lice. And she was freaking out. My son was scared. My kid didn't care about the lies, but this woman was just crying, hanging on the walls, screaming, yelling. My poor child was scared when I showed up to pick him up. I had to rescue him. And I just want to see how easy could it be for me to get 100% custody.
You know, things have changed. I mean, women don't automatically get custody. There used to be a concept called the tender years concept, which meant that any child that was less than 10 years old automatically went to the mother. And those days are over with, and guys don't realize this, and guys don't really want to fight for it a lot of the time. But it is possible, I mean, especially in the circumstances where the mother screwed up, you're spending most of the time with the child. I tell guys this, go for custody, and then she'll be paying you child support. I think that's the greatest.
Yeah, no, this woman was cheating on me. She was answering at some Craigslist. She was
big surprise.
Crazy things. And we've been having a quote-unquote friendly 50-50 relationship because I've been nice to her and trying to keep it nice. But I'm getting sick of it at this point.
Yeah, I really understand. I mean, I don't know the circumstances exactly, and it obviously varies. Theoretically, the courts want to try to do 50-50. They want to keep the father and mother involved. But if you're putting up with abuse or your child's in these dangerous circumstances, I mean, any child could get lice, I guess. It's not the end of the world as treatments and whatnot. But the attitude thing you were talking about is really the problem. She's irresponsible, and then you've already had the kid almost 80% of the time anyway. You should go for it. I think it's great. And by the way, the judges, at least in theory, have been told that you're supposed to do gender neutrality. You're not supposed to do anything else. You're supposed to think about the best interest of the child. And it's very possible that your child's best interest is to be with you. The other thing that's interesting, which is a change in the law that came recently, particularly in California and elsewhere, is that their courts are more and more interested to hear what the children actually want. And I think in general, when kids are very little, they want to be with their mother especially. But you find that once boys and girls get to be a little older and they're more aware of the outside world and they're starting to be like 10 and 12, they want to live with their father because dad's cool and dad's going to teach you how to drive a car and whatnot. And that's something now that if your son, or I mean, I don't exactly what, you know, you said it was your son, I think, right? Or how old he is exactly. But there reaches
7. Yeah.
All right, so he's still pretty young. But there's a certain point where his desire to live with you is going to be overwhelming, and it's something that the courts are not going to ignore. The courts are going to respect it.
Well, he already wants to be with me. When I came
there you go.
He begged me to take him because he saw his mom was literally having a panic attack.
You don't think kids notice it? It's amazing. Tom and I were talking just now about Catherine Zeta-Jones being bipolar or whatever, cracking up, being in the loony bins. But the reality is that children are very perceptive. And I've been amazed talking to young children in different circumstances in my cases. And you have an 8-year-old boy and he says, you know, my mom's got problems, you know? They know, they understand that. And they want to be with the parent that's stable.
Let me ask you a question here. Milton, what is the child support arrangement here? And what are the chances that that is going to screw things up if you try to get 100% custody? Is she depending on that money from you? Is she going to make a stink about that?
No, actually, luckily enough, you know, we've been divorced already for about 5 years already, and I don't pay a dime, and I got lucky.
Good.
I don't pay any child support or any ally money.
No, but Tom's right. You know, Tom, a lot of times, I hate to say this, you think women love their children so much. A lot of women will not relinquish time to the father, and they could give a crap about the kids. What they're concerned about is losing some of the child support. And there's a world of women who don't work and live off child support. And they're just stupid because it's going to end when the kids turn 18, you know, and they end up, you know, being broke at that point. They haven't worked in 20 years.
Yeah. So, and, you know, this woman is just insane. I'm here in Mexico City right now. Here's where I'm from, which I live in Seattle, but it's... I just had hernia surgery for 2 hernias, and this woman wouldn't stop calling me, knowing that the shape that I was in the last couple of days, telling me that I need to come back and take care of my son, knowing that I was in bed like almost dying, and this woman wouldn't stop calling me. Like, I had so many phone calls, so many phones, insane, telling me that I need to get back and take care of my son. Even she cannot stay with
Milton,
me for a week.
Milton, you know the question I'm going to ask you next, and you probably already know.
Here it comes.
Why did you have a kid with an insane person?
Right.
I was stupid. I was married, you know, the cold Catholic thing here in Mexico, which is insane, just being here right now. It's crazy that I'm here, and my mom is telling me when I am going to have another child. I am just telling her, that's just insane. It's just the culture here in Mexico, especially, well, everywhere in Mexico is just about that. And I was married and stupid and, you know, there's no other way to go about it, you know. I just tell my friends, and right now I'm telling all my friends here in Mexico City to listen to you, and I've been successful. I've been turning so many of my friends into you just in the last few days that it's insane. They are seeing what reality is, and I don't want them to fuck up like I did.
Right, exactly right. So you're not going to be getting married, and you're not going to be having any more kids, I'm guessing.
Fuck no. You know, I'm getting a vasectomy.
All right. That's not very Catholic.
I've been having just the craziest discussion the last couple days.
You should tell your mom, you know?
They're taking care of me, and I appreciate it while I'm sitting down here. But I just telling them, you know, they're still trying to push the whole religion thing on me. They're still trying to push the whole thing. You need to get married again. You need to
have more babies.
Kids. You need to redo your life again. You can't keep up because one thing went wrong, type thing, which is just stupid, you know.
And it's just the opposite.
Here with everyone.
I think if it went wrong, you should learn from your mistake, for God's sake.
By the way, I did
what Milton just described. When I got married and I got divorced at 21, it was my belief that because my parents were married for 40 years, it's just me doing it wrong. Next time, I'm going to do it right.
But Tom, were you motivated by Catholicism, for God's sake?
No. I was motivated by what I considered to be the model that my parents had set up. Now, was my dad a perfect person? No. He was an alcoholic. He was frequently angry, sometimes violent with me. But they were together for 40 years. And so I believed, well, wait a minute. I must have done it wrong.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I will be calling Adam as soon as I get back into Seattle. And I will keep spreading the word here.
Yeah. I'm licensed in Washington State, by the way. And you can just send me an email from Mexico or whatever.
Yeah, I will do that. All right. Well, Tom, can you take me out Subway Mexican commercial style? Mexican
Absolutely.
Style? You guys are killing Subway's. Mike here.
Yes. Okay. Come on, $5 foot long in Spanish, Mike. Don't you have that?
Cinco Dolores.
I'm good.
Here it is. Up. Oh, he's got it. There it is.
All right.
Latino,
shut up! Latino, shut up! Latino, shut up! Is MTL3, Tom, or 4?
No. That was 10 plus plus ex-girlfriend.
Oh, sorry.
Latino, you shut up!
She took the big brick.
The remote control girl.
The remote control threw it through the wall.
Who could forget her?
The one I got rid of by turning K-Rock up in every room of the house.
That's the way to get them to go, Tom.
That's the way you get... If you want to
get rid of a Latin
woman,
girl.
You want to get... If she refuses to leave the premises...
Set her up with K-Rock.
Don't be physical. Don't call 911. All you do is turn on 106.7, and she will be heading for the hills before you know it.
Good advice.
She'll be out that door.
Man. Can you believe the guy's getting two hernia operations, and this chick is, like, aggravating him? Oh, my God.
Two hernia operations?
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Tom, I have a friend who just found out that he has prostate cancer. So he tells his wife that he's got prostate cancer, and she says, "Good, I hope you die." How's that?
Nice. There you go.
Are women sweet nowadays or what? Is that sweet?
Well, they are scandalous skanks, and that's why you don't want to sign any contracts.
But I don't think they'd be quite that mean, you know? Unbelievable.
I know.
It's some kind of timetable thing, Tom, because I don't know what it is, but that's where the relationship is going, okay? And in some cases, you know, like the Marilyn Monroe, remember the 7-year itch or whatever? Sometimes it takes 7 years. Sometimes it's, you know, much shorter, a year or two. You have these starter marriages that are less than a year. Sometimes it's 10 years or 12 years. But that's where it's going. In the end, she's going to hate your fucking guts, okay?
Right. Sometimes you're going to hate your fucking guts going in, but you know, her biological time clock is ticking. Or she needs someone to help her with a kid or whatever. And so she'll tolerate anything that she considers shit from you in order to get what she wants.
Yeah, but you see these ones that are in Craigslist talking about, like, you know, this non-relationship just to have a baby or whatever? Oh, my God.
Yes, they're calling it co-parenting. That's
what co-parenting.
They
call
it.
I call it getting sued.
It used to be co-parenting. You know, your mom married your dad, and then they had you. That was called co-parenting. Now, co-parenting means you meet some complete stranger. You're 37, and your eggs are about to dry up, and you look for some complete stranger on Craigslist.
A good-looking stranger. Tall.
To give you a million blank checks to splooge once, and then that's it. You pay your child support, and you take custody of the kid when mom wants to get laid on the weekend or go away to Cabo or whatever she's going to do.
Are you even supposed to have sex, or it's just a
no
turkey baster?
Well, I don't know about the I think what happens is the first time you might be a turkey baster, it might be sex once, but after that, that's it. There's no relationship, there's no sex after that. But what happens is I was reading the story, and the woman say to the kid, "Oh, you know, Frank is your mommy's friend. He's always your
friend
dad
who
has
helped
always
mommy.
Been your mommy's friend.
Yeah, nice guy who helped mommy out."
Mommy's friend,
yeah,
who pays $27,000 a year in child support.
$27,000 a month, Tom. Jesus.
Well, depends on them. Depends on who the guy is. You never know if he's Christian, who can't get a job.
Christian
he's
Gray.
He's paying $27 a month.
No, Christian Gray, the billionaire of 50 Shades of Gray. 27-year-old billionaire.
Unbelievable.
Well, I don't know if women are really waiting for this guy to show up, Tom, but I don't think he's out there. I'm not so sure.
No. Well, you know, they could sit there and rub one out and think about him, and I guess that's what a lot of women do. But reality is, you know, as I tell most of these women, you know, tomorrow morning, wake up, look across the breakfast table. That's Prince Charming.
Look at
with
that
his
guy
finger up his ass.
Scratching his balls.
The guy is plucking nose hairs out of his nostrils. And...
Tom.
The guy who doesn't remember to wipe, the guy who leaves the shit stripes on the bed.
Yeah, drops his socks everywhere.
Doesn't take out the garbage.
That's the worst.
Remember when you were dreaming of, you know, you were Cinderella and you went to the ball, the glass slipper, on the back of the white horse? Well, there's Prince Charming right now.
There he is.
He's bald, he's fat, he's not that clean. He's got ESPN on 26 hours a day. Because that was all you could attract.
Jesus.
But you had to get married, so you went ahead and married him.
I talked to you, were doing
him a big favor.
I talked to a guy today, and he's telling me how his wife just, like, split or whatever. He didn't see it coming and all this, and I can't understand what happened and all. So I'm like, well, what happened? He's like, I don't know. So we talk a little more, and it turns out that he lost his job 2 years ago, and he's been unemployed for the past 2 years. And apparently she talks to her mother, who, like, hates this guy and never wanted them to get together in the first place.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, there's your answer right there. I mean, seriously, you're unemployed for 2 years. You think some chick is going to stay with you, for God's sake? It's unbelievable.
Right.
He's just completely unaware of reality.
Not to mention
the romantic stuff. Oh, she loved me. She'll stay no matter what.
She tells you, by the way, she tells her mom what a deadbeat you are.
Of course.
Her sisters know. They all know.
Everybody knows.
That you can't get it up, that you've got a 3-inch dick.
Are you kidding?
They know everything.
Everything.
And when you walk in.
He comes in 1 second.
Right. When you walk into that room and they're all looking at you like
quiet.
That, like the cat that ate the canary. They're all looking at you like, oh, hi. And you come in, you go, what are you girls talking about? Oh, nothing.
The clucking hens.
Nothing. Or, better yet, they say, we're all talking about you, honey, how wonderful you are.
Well, how much I love you, sweetie.
Yes.
Especially you collecting all those unemployment checks for the past 2 years.
Right. Yeah, it's so appealing.
And that business you're supposedly starting.
Right.
What's amazing.
The girls get together. They all know everything about you.
Worse than you think. It's not laughing, by the way. It's when you walk into the room and they go silent. That's the
right. And that's what happens. And you guys think, oh, she loves me, probably talking about her period or something. Probably talking about some lady stuff.
Yeah, what kind of tampons to use?
Right.
Use the large ones or the mediums?
Mom is saying, do you remember that guy you dated in high school, honey? Now he owns a big business. You could have been with him.
He's still around. I think I can give him a call for you, sweetie.
Yeah, I hear he just got divorced.
I was just talking to his mother.
Right?
I saw her in town at the ShopRite.
That's what they're talking about. That's what it is. And ShopRite.
Talk about
an East Coast reference. Holy
schmigoli. What can I do, Tom?
What, you couldn't think of Pathmark?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A&P?
No, I'm sorry. I know. At least they're out of business, man.
No, A&P is in business.
Is really
A&P? They're owned by Pathmark.
We had Food Town. That was the big one.
Food Town.
I think they got bought by Pathmark.
Food Town was like Food for Less.
Okay.
It was like...
All right. I'm sorry. Ralph's, okay?
Yeah.
The point is that her mother... is not a fan and supporter of your marriage, okay?
Right.
And so she's going, telling her mother what a piece of shit you are, and her mother is heartily agreeing, okay?
That's
and this
right.
is the woman who comes to your house and eats your fucking food, and you're paying for her, and you're buying her tickets to go to concerts to along
this
with you guys.
This is the one you go out of your way to visit her on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And then she says to your her daughter, you know, your friend Sally married a rich guy, not like the idiot you're with.
Yeah. What's happening with you two anyway? Are you still staying together? Is that your plan? What's your plan?
What's your plan? You know, you're still young. You could still meet someone.
Right. There you are. There you are. You're calling her the old ball and chain, but you're kidding, right? You don't actually think that she's this evil, but she is this evil.
Unbelievable. So
that's how it is.
This morning, before the commercial break, Tom.
Yes.
I hear you jumping the gun there. One second.
I'm waiting for it.
I had a case this morning, and it's a Lycus guy, by the way. I promised I was going to mention him on the show today. Tom, do you know what he did? Seriously?
Nope.
He didn't even show up. Okay? How's
that?
I swear to God, Tom. I'm standing in the court with my dick in my hand like an idiot. And the judge is saying to me, so where's your client there? And I'm like, I don't know. And he literally told me, he didn't think it was important.
Okay? What?
So when I tell you guys were raised by single mothers, Tom, I know what I'm talking about.
You're killing me, Larry.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable. I'll take a break. Now we're going to take the break. We're going to come back, take some more phone calls.
Cool.
Of course, it's divorce attorney Adam Sachs answering your legal questions right now. Call us here at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. Check them out at premiuminteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade. And they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit premiuminteractive.com right now for a special limited time promotion called the Express Website Solution. And it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's premiuminteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with premiuminteractive.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24/7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like tune in. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal.
One of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life is what to study in college. Only problem is that most of you were brought up by single moms who fed you some bullshit that you can just follow your heart and the money will follow. Now you hear on the news about all the college graduates who can't find jobs. Unemployment is over 8%. Unemployment for people between 16 and 34 is 18%. You can't afford to piss away $100,000 in tuition, let alone 4 years of your youth on a worthless degree. That's why you need to get the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. If you're going to college or thinking about going to college, this is invaluable information. Worthless breaks down all the different degrees, their starting salaries, why some are worthwhile, and why others are literally worthless. And girls, this book is especially for you. Don't be that fool who majors in women's studies or communications and then expects the rest of us to carry your ass through life. Be smart. Buy Worthless. It's only $5 on Kindle and $13 in paperback, and it could change the course of your life. Worthless. It may prove to be a better investment than college itself. Find it on Amazon right now. Worthless. It's the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. By the way, Adam, so we don't run out of time, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, cool. Sure. Call my toll-free number, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I answer my phone myself. You can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website at www.adamlawyer.com.
All right. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. It's Andy in Olympia, Washington. Andy, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, I have a question for Adam.
Sure. Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Okay. Hi. I have a, like 4 years ago, I was divorcing, and I got for a year a protection order in Washington State against me, and I wonder if it's possible to expunge it and if it's worth it.
Oh, well, it would have expired, I suppose, after a year.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's part of the court record, so it's nothing that you can really expunge. I think, Tom, you know about this a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. Under certain cases, you can have your case sealed, right? Didn't you do something like that on your divorces?
You can do that, but there are specific things you have to do to make that happen.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, I had agreements with people I divorced, and it was actually spelled out of the prenup that said in the event of a divorce,
right,
that everything will be settled privately and will not be part of the public record.
Right.
So people cannot go to the public record and see what I did or didn't give up or what my property is or
right.
List of all the things I own because I made sure of it going in that that would never happen.
Right. So what you could do, Andy, is you could Tom obviously did in advance, but what you could do is you could actually file and request that the file be closed and sealed. But the order that you're talking about, which is a restraining order, that's going to be in there. And it's a big deal to, like, go in there and, you know, rip it up or whatever. It's not expunged. It's not like a criminal order. But you can have your file sealed permanently. So it's not
accessible. Adam, let me ask you, do employers, if you're going in and applying for a job, let's say, which I imagine is probably what Andy is concerned about.
Right.
Do employers go, I know they go look at your criminal record or your Facebook page. Do they look for stuff like protection orders?
I'm sorry to say they do. There's a specific kind of order, which is the more serious kind of restraining order, which is called a Kletz order. And that's on this national computer system. And when they do background checks on you, that will come up, particularly if one is currently in place. But even if one has been in the past and expired, so it was in place and it's not effective anymore. I was with a guy a couple of years ago, and his girlfriend, you know, was requesting a restraining order, and he didn't even care. He's like, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to sign off on it. And I said to him, I said, you know, what do you want to be? Because he was, you know, in his early 20s, and he told me that he wanted to be a police officer. And he just didn't make the connection. If that restraining order had gone through, and we fought it, and I was successful, so I was glad about that. But if it had been issued, and even if it was just for a year, which is pretty typical, or 2 years, the bottom line is that even after it expired, when he applied to be a police officer, and they do just a standard background check, that would have come up. And there's no way they're going to let him be a police officer. There's just no way. They're not going to let him walk around and have a gun and so forth if he has the background of having a restraining order. I was just reading about what they call the VAWA, which is the Violence Against Women's Act. And apparently, every year in the United States, there's about 2 million restraining orders issued. And that is just unbelievable. If you think about
it. Of course, one way to not be subject to VAWA or not have protection orders in your record is not to get married.
Well, that's a good starting point. But, you know, relationships nowadays, Tom, break up with restraining orders.
Right. Well,
a woman isn't content to just dump you. She needs to humiliate you, too, you know.
Oh, I say don't even give them the key to your house. Don't let them live in your house. There is no benefit to them living in your house.
Well, you know something? Even if you, like, take a few steps back and you don't do some of these things you're talking about, even if you're not the most loyal 101 follower, generally, when I talk to guys that are in the case that a restraining order is being requested or, you know, has been issued, when you talk to them about the relationship, it was all leading up to that. Which means that, let's say the relationship was 3 years. During those 3 years, they had had multiple acts of violence and multiple police calls. And then the culmination was this very big fight, which then leads to the police being called and a restraining order and all that kind of stuff. And then that has a big impact on career, as you see. It certainly impacts the divorce, and it impacts the custody situation and everything else that comes after it. So they end up being very, very negative for men. And you know, the great thing about it for a woman is it doesn't cost her anything. She comes to the courthouse completely unprepared, and they send her to the center that helps her write the order and helps her file it. She gets all the fees waived, doesn't cost her a cent. And to defend it, you got to hire a lawyer as the guy, and it can cost you thousands of bucks to defend yourself just to get it dismissed. So this is like no downside for women whatsoever. And what's interesting about the VAWA is a year or two ago, it was actually strengthened. It was actually made even tougher by Vice President Biden.
Which is unbelievable because we have laws against violence.
Of course.
And I believe they should be enforced to the fullest extent.
Why is domestic violence any different? I don't get it. It has its own category.
Isn't violence wrong to begin with?
No, but I want to know why. If I get pissed off here at Gary and I hit him with a hammer, okay, is that somehow less serious than if I hit
you
my
have,
girlfriend
by the way,
with a
you
hammer?
Clearly, I have to say this, you have clearly thought about doing
that. Well, we got to do what we got to do.
That came out very, very casually.
Yeah, that like flowed, you, huh?
This has been on your mind. I can tell.
Nah, I love Gary. I wouldn't do that. But you tell me why. Seriously, Tommy, and I know you're not going to answer. This is strictly rhetorical, okay? But why would it be any less serious for me to do it to him than to do it to a woman that I'm dating? Why would that make a difference? Who gives
a shit? I totally agree.
Okay?
I totally agree.
And by the way, the woman I'm married to, or you know what? If it was a woman I know at work, that's not domestic violence. I have to have dated her. But if I dated her one time a year ago, then it is domestic violence because she was a romantic date. Like I used to date her. There's a checkbox, which is the person that abused me is my husband, my spouse, my ex-spouse, or someone I used to date. So if I took her out for coffee one time, she checks off that box. Now everything that happens to me is 10 times worse, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, really?
But why? Explain that to me. I don't get it.
Because this is all an issue that men are the big bad monsters and women are the delicate flowers that need special protection.
You had to
see. It's all part of a bigger picture.
By the way, this played out in.
I didn't hit you with a fucking hammer.
After that NASCAR, that truck race this weekend, where one of the driver's girlfriends actually slapped one of the drivers
no
after
way.
The race.
Dislocated his jaw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now imagine if somebody, you know, had walked up to a female driver.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's a whole different deal.
Never hear the end of it.
Right.
Huh?
By the way, Danica Patrick's husband sounds like somebody who's probably at least angry about the way things ended between them.
Oh,
true.
Tom.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
You had to see
Gary's buddy, Max
Dino.
Pappas,
everybody's joining in.
He said, to clarify, his English is not up to par. He said his jaw was never dislocated.
Now he's backing off.
He's backing off.
Oh, yeah.
So that's according to
domestic violence people do. They back off.
You know, guys won't press charges. Don't you see that?
Unbelievable. It was on live television. It was on live TV.
I still love her. It's okay.
We have all the evidence.
Unbelievable, man.
You know what? Why isn't the district attorney doing what they do with women and saying, I don't care if you're pressing charges
we're
or not.
We're prosecuting anyway.
We're going to do it anyway.
Tom.
Where is the district attorney there?
That's assault. I mean, there's no way around
Hell
it.
Hell yeah, man.
Fucking guy was assaulted on camera.
Tom, you had to see this fat chick this morning crying in the courthouse. and not in the courthouse.
Why, look in the mirror?
Tom, the judge said to her, he just started the hearing and he said to her, tell me what happened, okay? And she just started to cry. And you had to see that people came from every direction to give her tissues, to put their arm around her. And in the end, she never testified. She made some squeaking sounds, okay? And the judge gave her the goddamn restraining order. That's the joke. That's the craziness of it. And that's something that will never escape from. And it's amazing to me. Women were carrying on about feminism and equality, and they have to be equal pay, and how come they don't make what men make, and blah, blah, blah. And then any time they think they need it, they always go back to being, oh, I'm a little girl, you have to protect me. And us guys, we're wired to fall for that shit.
Outrageous. All right. Well, I hope the caller does the right thing. Adam, again, give everybody your phone number and your email address so they can get in touch with you.
It's 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And my email is adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. And we have a bonus hour every Tuesday, and Adam is with us. He'll be with us again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Next week, we'll talk about criminal matters like DUIs. But a lot of you guys over the Labor Day weekend were very bad boys and girls.
I'm telling you, Gary's scared now. He thinks I'm going to get him with the hammer, man.
Don't let him near Elvis's tool bench, whatever you do.
Gary's kind of shooing me out of here, man.
Oh, my. All right, Adam Sachs again
like being
next Tuesday.
Slapped by somebody's girlfriend.
Thanks a lot, man. Telling
Adam
you,
Sachs again.
The pen is mightier than the sword, man. I'll fuck you with a motion. I'll get you with papers. You'll be sorry.
What, are you going to attack him with a pen?
You're damn right, man. You wouldn't believe what you can do with a pen, Tom.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know. But I'll check with you. All right, look for
Take
Adam
your
again.
Fucking
one,
car away.
There we go. Look for Adam 1 week from today. And, of course, it's a bonus hour every Tuesday from 6 till 7 Pacific time, 9 till 10 Eastern time. Attorney Adam Sachs.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino. We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. PETA now using ridiculous scare tactics, telling pregnant women if they eat chicken wings while they're pregnant, they'll give birth to boys with small dicks.
Yeah, that's about as desperate as you can get. That's
that really
it.
Sucks
it's
for
over.
The chicken wing business.
By the way, they're crazy. Because
well, they are crazy. If they say it has to do with the compound in the meat, specifically mm-hmm. poultry. Mm-hmm. That will lead to smaller than normal penis size.
Right. And they just say all kind of crazy stuff. Their next, I'm already looking at the docket, their next move is it causes small breasts for women if you have to chicken wings too.
Right. Which will be the end of the chicken wing business.
That's it. By the way, there's nothing stopping a good wing. So they could say whatever they want. It's not going to stop anybody.
It applies for all chicken, by the way. For some reason, they're using chicken wings, I guess because they're so popular that, you know. They think it'll be effective. I know.
Our friends are having some real trouble. If you're going to go using chicken wings and correlating that somehow into that your child is going to have a small penis.
Right.
And I think you're basically, it's over for you. It's over.
Exactly. New survey shows that Indian men have the least amount of sex of all people. Of all people, and they eat chicken wings all the time.
They got the chicken wings. Our friends, are having some trouble getting laid because they only get laid like once a week, and so that part sucks.
What's with that?
I don't know.
It's
I don't know.
Too much curry or something. I don't know.
What that these bitches don't put out. I get really mad myself. But, a lot of these dudes probably work real hard. They don't even have time to fuck around.
I know.
Compared to our friends in Croatia who really get down.
Right.
But our friends there in India, you got to feel bad for them.
I
because
know.
This was an all-encompassing study.
Right, commissioned by a men's magazine there in India, thinking that, you know, the dudes would come off as studs, as it turns out.
Not so much.
Not so much.
50,000 participants in over 30 countries, only to find out that our friends there are having some trouble.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The 22-year-old son of a Taiwanese billionaire who filmed non-consensual sex with women.
Does that mean
He's going to do 22 years.
Yeah,
he's in trouble.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for him.
There's
raping broads and filming it.
Yeah.
Even though his dad's a billionaire.
Right. It's just an amazing thing for our Taiwanese friend. Not only did he commit a crime, but he decided to record it, too. He was one step away from uploading it to YouTube, so that's what we're thinking here.
Apparently, there were 12 victims in total, and he will pay $14.3 million in compensation.
Right.
On
actually,
top of
for that
22 years in prison.
Billionaire, that's just a drop in the bucket. So.
True that. But, you know, 22 years is 22 years.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas apparently saying that he and Catherine Zeta-Jones still together.
Yeah,
at least for the time being, anyway.
Ring on and stuff. Yeah. He must have taken a look at the terms in which they were married and maybe thought that this probably is going to cost me a lot. Word has it he has tried to call Adam Sachs, so we'll see what happens. He gets sued Adam Sachs.
He's going to need that he Adam Sachs, because I'm telling you, this ain't going to be easy. There's a lot of money involved in this. I'm we did get reports that there is a prenup, right?
Yeah, there is a prenup, and but Tom has mentioned it. You can put anything in there.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's possible or it can be enforced. There's something about cheating, and then you get the bonus money.
Right. There's a stipulation if you cheat.
All kind of stuff, yeah. So, like I said, there's a reason why he's remaining married. I think it's just that he's holding off till Adam Sachs calls him back and straightens this whole mess out.
Get Adam on the line, man.
I will. It's really easy. And if you can't remember his number, just go to adamlawyer.com.
There you go. Bingo. People still reporting this story about this woman who wants to sleep with 100,000 guys.
Right.
As if it's fact. I don't know. I don't know what to say. She's Polish. So there's something.
Well, I don't know if they teach mathematics in Poland, but to do that many dudes, it's like you're talking about like decades of your life. It's not for 20 minutes and stuff. I mean, it's just not physically possible. You'd have to bend space and time.
It seems easy to get down to the bottom of this to see, shake it out, whether it's real or not, but apparently nobody's been able to do it. They say it's legit. I mean, Cosmo, now, like 15 minutes ago, posting a story as if it's legit.
Listen, a lot of people get taken by stories.
I go to Cosmo for my news. Got a problem with that?
Let me tell you something. we need a mathematical genius. Like
my mother ate a lot of chicken wings.
To do the math here, 100,000 dudes at 20 minutes apiece. Mm. That's a large portion of your life.
Years and years of fucking. But she's set to do it, and now they're saying her boyfriend is not happy about it.
Well, at first they, she obviously had a boyfriend, and I guess in the beginning he didn't have a problem with it, and I guess now he does. So I'm confused. I still say there's a degree of bullshit in here, and I know our girl Francie herself is a pioneer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wowzer, 100,000 dudes, and look at her.
Ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Finally, a pick alert for you. Check out Sophie Turner's Twitter account, as always. It's like a softball. You know, it's impossible not to hit it out of the park every time.
Exactly.
It's such a ridiculously beautiful.
And there's a wonderful thing about her.
Knockers and the whole thing.
I plan to have a conversation with her and see if I could be number one of the 100,000 people that she will eventually do. That's what I'm going to suggest.
Eventually.
We'll see if she'll take that bit.
Exactly. There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Monday Night Raw.
Check out our podcast. At GaryandDino.com is a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.